is good to join with you again, to feel the peace which is with you all. As you approach your time of goodwill, I do not need to remind you of the love and support that you give to others. That, my dear friend, comes to each one of you naturally. But I would like to kindly remind you of all those people who are in need, not only in your world, but in ours. Particularly at these times when families gather together and there is so much joy within your hearts. Remember those in our world who are lost souls and who are constantly pulled back to your earthly conditions. Remember them, my dear friends, in your thoughts, because, as you well know, it sometimes is easier for you to reach them than it is for those in our world to come close until they are ready to accept.
Yes, it would be a privilege to be able to do that. Thank you for reminding us.
I know you do not take my reminder as any kind of reprimand. It is not meant to be that way. But sometimes on your planet you can be absorbed by the suffering in your own world, and sometimes forgetful that there are so many in need in ours.
Yes, we sometimes forget that suffering extends into spirit.
Yes. If only you could be more aware of those lost souls, I am sure that you would understand our difficulty in helping them. They are constantly drawn back to the love of families, friends, and all such conditions that attract them to others.
So these lost souls would be, by being drawn, they would be very close to Earth, so
yes,
to speak.
They are closer to your conditions than to our world. That is why it is so necessary for both sides to work together, that these lost souls may be helped to go forth. It is not something that can be shown to others, but indeed, my friends, it is a great effort on your part when you help another lost in our world who will and cannot recognize that the mist surrounding them can be cleared. It is important work, but not so many of your groups can understand or even can help. Therefore, because I know you so well by now, I know you will find it within your hearts to extend the love that is your right. I feel it is time, my dear friends, if you have any questions, I will be most happy to answer them for you.
Any questions, anyone? Paul, before you go on your travels? I can't think of anything, really. I was just thinking about those lost souls, and I suppose as we don't know them, we can't communicate with them directly, really. Would one focus one's just sort of try and generate general love and put it in the hands of those that then can direct it towards them?
Yes. In the same way as you need no emotion to sit in your circles and to whom we bring what you term rescues. It is the feeling and the giving of love. And each one of you are quite capable of giving love to many.
And that love or prayer that can help clear that mist around these souls.
Yes. They are emotionally tied to the conditions of this earth. Especially, as I have said, at times of gatherings when families come together. There are so many in our world who at this time, as you approach your holiday season, are crying for help. They are lost and they need help. That is why I feel it is appropriate for me at this time to gently remind you.
Samrit, those that come back to us through rescues, how are they chosen? Why do some come back, even because some are in still quite a bad way when they come through? How do some come and some don't?
We know by their light that they are ready to receive help. Therefore, it is appropriate for us to bring them to you, even although they may still be in denial. Their light shows that they are open to help. And of course, as you also know, there are those lost souls who are crying out for help. But they cannot free themselves. They need the understanding, not only of our world, but to hear the human voice of your world. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
There's one small query I would like to make with you. In setting down a book of your teachings, I have made two small adjustments. Occasionally, I have entered an extra word in brackets to show that it has been entered to make a sentence run or read more smoothly, and occasionally I have changed the word which to that. And the way our computer programs are arranged these days, they're into very modern English, that seems to be the general format, which does not change the instruction, the meaning of anything, but it's merely the flow of the sentence. I hope you have no objection to those small adjustments in presenting your words.
My good friend, let me say, I trust you completely that my words be known. It matters not that there are slight adjustments, provided the content of the truth be known.
Yes, that's what I felt. Thank you for confirming that. In tapping the keys of my computer, I've felt no little taps on my knuckles while I've been doing that. So
but
I was hopeful that all was well.
There has been breath upon your shoulder. It is well known what you have written, and as I have said in the past, we are pleased with what you are achieving.
Well, thank you. It's nice to know that.
It is part of your purpose, because you give the words readily. You tell the story as it is told. You do not embroider what has been told to you. For this, we will be always grateful to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I can only say I do my best.
You do it very well.
Yes.
Yes, I'm just searching for another question. Yes, you once said that you bring us words from a source. I noticed you did not use the expression from the source. I took that to mean that the cosmos is a very large place, infinite, and it will be inappropriate to see a single source, but one can only see aspects of an extended source in that. Perhaps I've worded that clumsily. Perhaps you have a better way of explaining that.
Yes. To speak of words, of course. Of course, all words come from the source, But to say the source indicates that there is but one source, when in fact there are many areas within our world, within the cosmos, which are quite apt for teaching. Remember when first I came to you, I told you that I was a conglomeration of beings. That conglomeration of beings belongs to all of the source of all life. And from many sources comes the words that I speak to you. Therefore, I feel it would have been inappropriate to use the term the source.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, yes, I think I follow that. Yes.
All of existence we speak of very deep matters when we speak of infinity. It is an aspect of teaching which is not available to you just yet. What we bring to you is what you need at this moment in time.
Yes, I think we understand that.
Therefore, when we speak of the source, we are using words freely, which at this time is not understandable to you. I am but one voice. I bring to you the words from many sources of truth. Do you understand?
I think we do, yes. Thank you very much for explaining that.
So there's much, much more that we should learn as we go along.
As you go along, I will bring to you that which I know you are ready to accept. Of course, there is always truth, and all truth is already known to you. But sometimes you will not know that truth until you return home. So never will you have full understanding of our world. But I hope that has clarified a little for you.
Yes, indeed.
I was interested then, Sam, that your voice changed quite considerably when... Would that be because although you're a conglomerate and you said you come from many sources, this is another source that's helping in?
Yes. Remember, it is not only my words. I am but the voice. Therefore, sometimes when deep questions are asked, there is an extra input of energy.
Yes.
And if the voice seems to change, that is the only reason.
Yes, I imagined it was an extra input.
Yes.
And I think it has happened on on several occasions in the past.
Yes, I think it has.
It's nice to have that confirmation.
We are not always aware of the sound that you hear. Because, as I have told you, it is not the easiest of things to use a human voice. But we are always happy with what we have achieved with you. But it is most interesting to hear your feedback about such matters.
Always very clear in your voices.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I'm very pleased to hear every word.
Again, you say kind words, but there is no need. I am always overjoyed when I join with you at these meetings.
Feelings mutual, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Can I also say, Graham here was sitting at his computer recently, and he did a search on the word celumet, and a number of entries came up, and some of which we know about. One was connected with Michael Cox in New Zealand, with whom we've communicated. One was connected to Paul Bura, with whom we've communicated. But there were several entries in European languages, in Danish, in German, in an Eastern European language. And we wondered if, well, it's very nice that your name is getting around on the internet. We wondered if it's all coming from this source, or perhaps you now have another group somewhere with whom you teach. Either way, it's very good news.
Do you remember when first I came to you, I told you that whatever words I told you of would be confirmed in many other places?
You did indeed.
Yes. The name really does not matter. What is important is the teaching. And I know, my dear friend, you have wondered why that particular name was chosen. Have you not?
Yes. You indicated to us that it was a salutation.
Yes. But also, if you sound the name, remember what I have told you, that letters and words have energy. If you break the name into syllables, you will get an energy pattern which is greater than the earth itself. For example, sa, a, a, u, e. All of these letters have energy which you will not be aware of at this time. It is something for you to consider this time.
Those are our vowels and they're in use all the time.
It is not the language or the letter, but the sound. The sound is worldwide in your language. You understand?
Yes.
sound it for yourselves and feel that energy which is released within you.
And is it stronger because those three are together?
They were chosen because they are recognized all over your planet.
Oh, yes.
Not for one language, one nation, but for all.
Yes, I feel the Tibetan monks might well have knowledge of the significance of this because they use such sounds very much in their ceremonies.
Many sounds are used in your world, but these sounds have much energy. I know each one of you will try these sounds when you are alone, but to have the full effect, you should try it together. Mm-hmm. If you so wish, try it, my dear friends, and see how different you feel. Perhaps this time, as I withdraw, perhaps you could try to see for yourselves what each one feels. Shout it from the world, not so much with the physical voice, but know that the sound reaches to the cosmos, to all that exists, and see what you feel within yourselves. So, my dear friends, with that, I will leave you this time. I will leave you with our dear lady, who as always gives of her time and support to these meetings. As always, know that I am close by.
Something.
Soothing, very soothing,
yeah.
Anyway, peaceful.
Peace
is what I thought.
Yeah.
The word that came to mind.
But their chance was reaching out to the cosmos.
Lots of energy there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I almost felt at ease.
Yes.
Unzip my jacket before we start.
Serious business.
Maybe we could think about those who are needing help on the other side. Maybe this can help them as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Send the energy to them.
It's probably a type of that energy.
Sending out real illumination.
Resonance going there. I can feel it.
Yeah.